Test 5. Open your question paper and look at Part 1. Test 5, Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Situation 1. You will hear a headmistress speaking to the school assembly.
Be quiet, please. The first announcement is about tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th of February. The football team are to meet Mr. Richardson in the gym at 11:30. Secondly, please don't forget that the cake and biscuit charity sale is taking place the day after tomorrow, starting at 11. All cakes and biscuits should be given to Mrs. Stevenson by 10 on the same day. And finally, I have one more... Be quiet, please. The first announcement is about tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th of February. The football team are to meet Mr. Richardson in the gym at 11:30. Secondly, please don't forget that the cake and biscuit charity sale is taking place the day after tomorrow, starting at 11. All cakes and biscuits should be given to Mrs. Stevenson by 10 on the same day. And finally, I have one more...
Situation 2. You will hear 2 people talking about their flat.
In hindsight, I think we've made a mistake. I think we won't be able to afford to heat it enough in winter.
Yes, I'm concerned about that too. But if I get the promotion and pay rise I've been promised, it shouldn't be a problem.
In hindsight, I think we've made a mistake. I think we won't be able to afford to heat it enough in winter.
Yes, I'm concerned about that too. But if I get the promotion and pay rise I've been promised, it shouldn't be a problem. Situation 3. You will hear 2 students talking about a lecture.
I really enjoyed the lecture. How about you?
Well, most of it went way over my head, so I couldn't make head nor tail of it.
But what is it exactly that you didn't understand? Would you like me to help you? I really enjoyed the lecture. How about you?
Well, most of it went way over my head, so I couldn't make head nor tail of it.
But what is it exactly that you didn't understand? Would you like me to help you?
Situation 4. You will hear 2 people talking over a meal.
How about some bread?
No, thanks. I'm not supposed to have bread.
Why not?
Because it makes me feel bloated and it gives me indigestion.
Are you allergic to gluten? How about some bread?
No, thanks. I'm not supposed to have bread.
Why not?
Because it makes me feel bloated and it gives me indigestion.
Are you allergic to gluten?
Situation 5. You overhear 2 young people talking about their holiday plans. I think we should stick to our plans and travel round southern Europe. I'd love to see Greece again.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Ben, but I couldn't afford it.
Don't worry about that, baby. I'm paying. I think we should stick to our plans and travel round southern Europe. I'd love to see Greece again.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Ben, but I couldn't afford it.
Don't worry about that, baby. I'm paying. Situation 6. You will hear someone talking to his friend about a dinner party. Please help me, Emma. I've invited 8 people for Sunday evening and I'm no good at cooking.
Sorry, Pete. I'm away this weekend, but why don't you ask your mum to prepare something?
What a great idea. Do you think she'll accept? Please help me, Emma. I've invited 8 people for Sunday evening and I'm no good at cooking.
Sorry, Pete. I'm away this weekend, but why don't you ask your mum to prepare something?
What a great idea. Do you think she'll accept? Situation 7. You will hear someone talking to her friend about her essay.
I got a C for my essay, which I'm very pleased about, but Miss Smith wasn't. She said the essay wasn't nearly long enough to include all the information required by the essay question. Having said that, all the information I did include was all relevant. That's why I got a C. I got a C for my essay, which I'm very pleased about, but Miss Smith wasn't. She said the essay wasn't nearly long enough to include all the information required by the essay question. Having said that, all the information I did include was all relevant. That's why I got a C.
Situation 8. You will hear someone explaining to his friend why he is stressed. My brother Danny's returned home from abroad with his new fiancée.
You don't sound too pleased.
Oh, I am. It's just that he's asked me to be best man, which is a great honour and everything, but I really have no idea what to say. I'm not good at making speeches. My brother Danny's returned home from abroad with his new fiancée.
You don't sound too pleased.
Oh, I am. It's just that he's asked me to be best man, which is a great honour and everything, but I really have no idea what to say. I'm not good at making speeches. That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.